Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Major development in Russia. It's now in Russia. There's a car bomb. Blew up a car with the daughter of one of Putin's most right-wing genocidal defenders. That individual's name is Alexander Dugin, D-U-G-I-N. Alexander Dugin is referred to as Putin's brain, an absolute genocidal sadist who thinks that there should be an Anschluss of Ukraine from Russia. That's a term I'm using. Refers to the Anschluss of the Nazis against Austria. They went and just took over the country, just an exit to Germany. I've been to Germany and I've been to Austria, and wonderful visits to both of them. But Austria, even though they're German, you know, they speak German. When I say German of German descent, they have Austrian nationalities. And one time the Austro-Hungarian Empire for about 700 years, the Habsburgs ruled Europe. They even ruled Spain for a while. They ruled much of Europe. Some were afraid of the Nazis. In any words, the Anschluss occurred. This is an Anschluss by the Nazi Ruskies of Ukraine. It's pure and simple. And Alexander Dugin is one of the architects. He has a daughter, Daria Dugina, D-A-R-Y-A. In Russia, what they do is they'll put an A or an O-V-A or just an A for the female member of the family. So in Russia, my name is Flynn. My wife's name, Mary Flynn. She would be Flynnova, O-V-A. So Zelensky's wife is Zelenskaya. You know, that's the way they... So she's Daria Dugina. And he's Alexander Dugin. In any event, blew up and killed her in Alexander Dugin's car. What's going on? The New York Times came out with a terrific article just now that raised the possibility of a false flag operation to inflame the Russian people, make them more conservative, so Putin could bomb Kyiv. He's been afraid to bomb Kyiv directly up till now. Here are the facts. Alexander Dugin and Daria Dugina were supposed to be in that car. Somehow, Putin's people convinced Alexander Dugin to take another car, do something else. They were not willing to sacrifice Alexander Dugin, but Alexander Dugin could not have been in on this because this is his daughter, and he genuinely looked distraught. But in any event, what happened is... I have some questions. How did anybody have access to that car to plant a bomb on it? And why was the father switched out at the last minute? Ukraine has denied responsibility. And I think that's genuine. Everybody who's been assassinated in Russia in the last 5 or 10 years has been assassinated by Putin. Opponents, Navalny, of course, was poisoned. They send assassins to London, to Berlin. Four or five oligarchs have been murdered along with their wives and daughters. Some stabbed. Putin announced that these were murder suicides. Who kills himself with a knife and kills his wife and daughter with a knife? This is a false flag operation because now Putin says, well, Ukraine is really going to pay for this. And the rabble in Russia, the Rusky rabble, all go, yeah, yeah, yeah. And all they did was knock off an expendable woman. Go to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Jean?
Good morning, Matt. I hate to interrupt this new article that you're on. And I just wanted to bring up something about Cheney. I think she's an outstanding person who really cares about our country. And, you know, this fascist movement was not orchestrated by Trump alone. There has to be a lot of money and power behind this. There's no way in God's green earth that one man could have corrupted that large number of Republicans, not only in our federal government, but in many of our states. And the coordination between the restrictions in the laws and the impositions that they're putting on the people in our country is alarming. So I just think that she's an amazing woman, and I'm very thankful for her. I hope she gets medals. I hope she's acknowledged by a lot of people, and I hope people get out to vote, because this is not the Republican Party of old. A lot of the older Republicans quit, and they left. And now we're left with these, I don't know what you want to call them, but they definitely don't care about legislating. All they care about is being on TV, running down people that are trying to do something for the people in our country. So these are our employees. And if that's the kind of workers that Republicans want, boy, I don't want that kind of workers in my country. So I just wanted to give my two cents worth this morning. And thanks a lot, Matt, and keep up the great work.
Thanks a lot, Jean. You hit the nail on the head. And you're right. You know, it reminds me of the old, it's not a joke, really, where a guy goes, show me the direction my people are going so I can get out in front of them and lead them there. Trump is simply, you know, it's his personality, and he has his Svengali-like hold on some people. But you're absolutely right. Nobody creates a movement like that. It's been festering for a long time. It's been you had the Tea Party long before Trump, more than 10 years ago. And there is that movement out there, and he captured it. He captured the essence of it, the zeitgeist, the time ghost. That's what he captured. And so if he died tomorrow of a heart attack, that movement will still go on. They'll find somebody. He may not be as charismatic, or she may not be as charismatic as Trump, but they will find somebody. They are knifing to death the traditional Republican Party. This is a rattlesnake shedding its skin. And I'll tell you what, it will reemerge as a rattlesnake. It's a fascist cult right now of Trump. But you're right. The core beliefs are there, and they are going to persist. The Democratic Party has got to be the antidote to that. And frankly, there are people on the far left of our party who, in my view, should not be permitted to take over our party. We're going to talk about this a lot more. It's a fascinating time in history. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
She goes away.